Simple.
It is 2 months from today.
What is?
The Bon Voyage of the Fantastic Voyage.
Are we there?
2 months out, ladies and gentlemen.
The Fantastic Voyage.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
Presented by Ford. J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on? I'll tell you what's fantastic. Next week, I'll be in Charlotte.
That's fantastic.
Tell everybody in Charlotte I said hello, man. They're not really speaking to me. It's a lot of people in Charlotte.
Still a little tight, a little tense.
But tell everybody, give everybody that you see a hug.
Spread and, some love.
Yeah.
He's going to the Queen City.
Yes. A little upset down there.
A little upset. They haven't gotten over it, I don't think.
No, not at all.
It's still tender. It's still tender.
This guy who printed up all those T-shirts, I know he ain't.
So when you get to Charlotte, be sure to hug everybody you see from me. Would you please? Would you do that for me? Okay. All right, now it's time for What Did Trump Say This Time? In the latest installment of What Did Trump Say This Time? In Vegas, last night, he told a protester, I'd like to punch you in the face.
I'd like to punch him in
the face. He wants to punch a protester in the face, man.
Somebody who didn't like him.
Kind of not mad at him. You got a meeting going on.
You can't be the president of the United States.
You guys keep thinking that Trump is like the average guy. He's not.
No, he's not. But the point is... He's got to have some semblance.
This is a guy that just told the Pope off. I mean, why would he pull? He pines
for the good old days when protesters were taken out of rallies on stretchers.
The man just cussed the Pope out. You think he's going to pull up on a protester? I mean, come on.
And in the story, they pointed out that when the Black Lives Matter protester came not too long ago, he said that they should have been roughed up a bit.
Yeah.
Should have been roughed up a bit. It's funny because
it's funny in a way that,
you know what? It's funny in a way to me that it's not the norm and what we think is going to be the norm. And he's leading.
It's a new norm. It's really scary. You can't figure it out.
You might as well be running for president, as mean as this guy is.
You might as well be the one because at least
you might be right.
You have a little jokey thing happening.
I would not do some of the stuff that Trump does. I just wouldn't. As mean as I am, I wouldn't cuss the Pope out. I wouldn't edge my chances to get in heaven by cussing the Pope out. Okay.
You are at least trying to get to heaven.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to heaven. It's just not the norm. He's speaking. Whenever he says anything, he's speaking to his base, who are upset and they're angry. And the angrier they get, the more they're going to go to the poll and vote for Trump.
Well, wait till he becomes president and they see how bad things are.
Yeah, that's
yeah. We'll be rioting.
We might very like Don. Who said that last week? Was that Don Lemon said we might be saying President Trump?
Yeah.
He's been saying that. Right.
Okay, let's move on. Bill Cosby's wife, Camille.
Ooh.
She showed up for the deposition and in Springfield, Massachusetts at a hotel.
Yep.
And they had it all blocked off and everything. And did you see the picture on TMZ of her as she entered the hotel? She looked fabulous.
Well, that's the way to do it.
That coat. Woo!
You like the coat?
I like that coat.
Okay.
Olivia Pope would say I like that coat. That was a nice coat.
Yeah. Well.
And comfy shoes.
Yeah, very comfy shoes. It was one of those outfits going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
She looked good.
7 hours, huh?
Yeah, 7.5 hours, and they said about 2.5 hours of deposition on her part, but not enough that. So that she's going to be recalled on March 14th, I think. She has to return for a second round.
Okay. All right.
But she looked good, and she's...
Brian McKnight has got problems with Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam's coming for his house.
Oops.
Brian McKnight owes the government $340,000.
Oh, boy.
And the IRS said that we've been telling him to pay it, and worked out an installment plan back in 2010, but he just, Brian McKnight just stopped paying. And
can't go back to one, huh?
No.
Can't go back to one.
You remember, it was a couple years ago.
He needs that debt forgiveness program that I've been advertising.
He was he was blaming his accountant and saying that the accountant ruined his life, and I guess it just hasn't corrected itself.
So Brian McKnight's got problems. Real problems. Okay.
Yeah, let's move away from that.
Brian McKnight. Golly. Okay. Here's a really sad story. A Maryland mother who pushed her toddler son on a playground swing for almost 2 days until he died. That's right. She's been diagnosed with schizophrenia. Mm-hmm. She was offered medications, and her 3-year-old son, she thought she heard voices.
Right.
She thought she heard voices that said, "Don't stop swinging. Somebody will come." And she pushed this little boy on the swing for nearly 2 days.
43 and a half hours.
43 and a half hours, and the boy died.
Of dehydration and hypothermia.
Yeah.
And so because of her issues, she's been indicted for manslaughter and child abuse, entered a plea for a lesser charge, and avoided being criminally responsible for the boy's death. And so she will not
go to jail.
Go to prison.
But yeah. She'll be in a psych ward. Pushed the boy 2 days on a swing, nonstop. Sib, are you upset with Starbucks? I know you're a big Starbucks fan.
I do like the Starbucks.
And they've changed their reward point system, and now it's not so rewarding.
And but it never was for me. I was never a part of their reward system.
Oh, so you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Well, I know some white.
Oh my God!
Oh my! Did they call Reverend Al?
You know what? If they aren't upset about Donald Trump, I know people who are really upset about this. And the change in the
right,
rewards.
You're really
system.
Mad about that coffee. You do not change the order of white folks' coffee. You just don't do it.
Well, this is.
You don't do it.
This so, is the
yeah,
way
this
they're
their reward,
rewarded for their buying reward.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you buy it, yeah.
They changed that. And I know these customers, these Starbucks customers are mad.
And they're already not jokey in there when you go in there. You make a. They're just tired of the high price jokes. They don't.
You
really,
got it.
They don't want to hear them.
But here's the thing: you got to buy even more in order to reach a certain status.
Right.
Like you go in and buy some coffee. There, how much is this? $11. It's not funny to them. All right.
And so you think you've reached status with one cup of coffee?
Right.
And now, no.
No, 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 no. No, no. They changed the ceiling for your status to get reward points.
To get to gold and to heaven.
Yeah.
It's just, it takes a
so
lot
now
more.
So now you got to stand in line.
Even longer. More days.
And the price is just.
And
going
pay
up.
Even more.
They're almost like pimps. They talk to you like you're crazy. They take your money, and they treat you bad.
And they write any name down on the cup that they want. They give you names. It might not be your name. They give you a name.
What are you going to do? Nothing. You can't do anything.
No wonder they're mad and want their country back. It makes sense.